India, botched cable car helicopter rescue kills two stranded passengers. By Gabrielle Reyes on April 14, 2022. A cable car accident in eastern India's Jharkhand state on Sunday, which left dozens of frightened passengers hanging mid-air for 40 consecutive hours, turned deadly after two people fell to their deaths during subsequent helicopter rescue missions and a third person died from injuries sustained inside one of the carriages, the Indian Express reported Thursday. Roughly 60 people were traveling in cable cars along the tri-cut ropeway, reportedly India's highest, in Jharkhand on April 10 when an unspecified malfunction caused the transit system to stop functioning, resulting in three of the carriages crashing into each other. At least 15 of the ropeway's passengers remained trapped inside the affected carriages from April 10 through April 12 following the collision. Three people have died in the mishap, including two tourists who fell from helicopters on Monday, April 11, and Tuesday, April 12, during rescue attempts, while 12 injured people are undergoing treatment at hospitals, local government officials told Indian media on April 12, as quoted by New Delhi Television, NDTV. The Indian Express detailed the botched helicopter rescues on April 13, writing, a 60-year-old woman fell to her death as she was being winched up to one of the two IF, Indian Air Force, helicopters on duty, the second such fatality during the rescue. Of the two other victims, another woman had succumbed to injuries sustained inside a cable car on Sunday while a 40-year-old man fell to death while being hauled up to a helicopter on Monday, according to the newspaper. Two IF helicopters flew 28 sorties over 26 hours in the Tri-Cut Hills, a regional tourist destination, as part of the rescue mission. The IF posted a statement to its official Twitter page on April 12 confirming two deaths occurred during their rescue attempts, writing, 35 passengers from 10 cable cars were evacuated in this extremely challenging operation. IF deeply regrets the loss of two lives during the rescue missions. The accident's third casualty, a woman identified as Shobha Devi, 60, died later on April 12 from wounds sustained during the cable car collision. Jharkhand Tourism Director Rahul Sina told Indian media on April 13 the ropeway's metal cable had come out of its shaft on the evening of April 10, which led to 24 cable cars getting stalled midway. The manager and other employees of the tri-cut ropeway allegedly fled the scene immediately after the incident on April 10, according to the Press Trust of India, PTI. If true, the actions could be tied to the Indian Express's revelation on April 13 that the Tri-Cut Ropeway's regular inspection on March 17 warned operators of the line to monitor its main cable as it was at apparent risk of malfunction. A government-backed agency had conducted a safety audit about 3 weeks ago of the 1,770 meters long steel rope used to haul the cable cars, and reported that its condition was satisfactory, the newspaper relayed. The audit report pointed to 24 local flaws/initiation of flaws and recommended that a close visual watch be kept on the rope and its joints or the splicing portions. But crucially, it emphasized that the probe does not include the aspect of fatigue that may have developed over time on the haulage rope, which was installed in 2014, the Indian Express noted. The report recommended that the rope should be kept clean and protected from corrosion. Special attention may be given, as the rope is more than 7 years old. If any abnormality is noticed, rope may be replaced immediately, the report read.